Well, I mean, definitely in the beginning, I had no intention or whatsoever that what I was practicing and what I'm still practicing now would lead to this.
Yeah, I know.
To begin with. But martial art has a very, very deep meaning as far as my life is concerned, because as an actor, as a martial artist, as a human being, all these I have learned from martial art.
Maybe for our audience who doesn't know what it means, you might explain exactly
right.
what you mean
right.
by martial art.
Right. Martial art include all the combative arts like karate or
judo.
Karate, judo, Chinese kung fu or Chinese boxing, whatever you call it. All those. You see, like Aikido, Korean, I can go on and on and on. But it's a combative form of fighting. I mean, it's not... Some of them became sport, but some of them are still not. I mean, they use, for instance, kicking to the groin, jabbing fingers at the eyes, and things like that.
No wonder you're successful in it. Chinese movies are full of this kind of action anyway. They needed a guy like you could...
Violence, man.
So you didn't have to use a double when you moved into the motion picture world here. You did it all yourself.
Right.
Can you break 5 or 6 pieces of wood with your hand or your foot?
I'll probably break my hand and foot.
But tell me a little bit. You set up a school in Hollywood, didn't you, for people like
yes.
James Garner and Steve McQueen and the others?
Yes.
Why would they want to learn Chinese martial art? Because of a movie role?
Not really. Most of them, you see, to me, at least the way that when I teach it, all type of knowledge ultimately means self-knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they're coming in to, and ask me to teach them not so much of how to defend themselves or how to do somebody in. Rather, they want to learn to express themselves through some movement, be it anger, be it determination, or whatsoever. So in other words, what I'm saying, therefore, is that he is paying me to show him, in combative form, the art of expressing the human body.
Which is acting, in a sense, isn't it?
Well...
Or it would be useful, too, for an actor to have
it's,
those.
I mean, I might it might sound too philosophical, but it's acting or acting unacting, if you...
You've lost me.
I have, right? So what I'm saying, actually, you see, I mean, it's a combination of both. I mean, here is the natural instinct, and here is control. You are to combine the two in harmony. Not if you have one to the extreme, you will be very unscientific.